You know, a lot of us didn't know what Zoom was a year ago, and certainly we've all learned a lot about Zoom and GoToMeetings and Microsoft Teams.
John Doggett is CEO, National Corn Growers Association, headquartered in Washington, D.C.
It's been rather amazing, and I've been really surprised and really pleased to see how much a lot of our growers have embraced this technology and the ability for us to communicate better. Certainly, it doesn't beat in person, but it's a good replacement until we get around to a new normal. But we've been talking a lot more over the recent years with everybody. We know it's really important to talk to our states. They're the ones who fund us. We understand that it's really, really important to sell back those checkoff dollar investments that are gathered up by the state checkoff boards and then distributed, and we get part of that. And we really need to help our state affiliates explain to that farm family at the fork of the creek what it is we're doing with that penny a bushel.
Like many other commodities, there is a checkoff for corn. But can farmers identify a return on investment?
You know, we had an interesting conversation last week with our board, the difference between NCGA and our sister organization, the Grains Council. They can, take grain sales and say, that's your ROI. And ours is a little different. We are, one, we're policy oriented, but two, we have a lot of other programs that are non-policy oriented. We can't use checkoff dollars for lobbying. But we've talked a lot about policy. We've talked a lot about lobbying over the years, but it's really important to go ahead and go back to those things in the ethanol space, some of the research that's been done, the market development that's been done on the ethanol team, the market development team, the transportation issues that are so important. Obviously it's good to you need to be doing the policy side, but you also need to be doing the backup and get the facts, get the data, get the arguments that you need to pull together in order to be successful.
Some industries watch the weather, some watch the stock market, but Doggett says corn growers watch the RFS.
Well, we watch the RFS every day very, very closely. It has been under attack from a number of different corners. Certainly, the oil industry has never been happy with the RFS. I talked to the head of API a couple of weeks ago, and he reminded me then, as he did in the past when he worked on Capitol Hill, that they don't like mandates. And we understand that, and we're going to continue to fight to keep the RFS. The biggest attack on the RFS has been the small refinery waivers that have been granted by this administration over the last several years. And you take 4 billion plus gallons of ethanol out of the marketplace, that makes an appreciable hit on corn grind of well over a billion bushel of corn. So, we're very concerned about that and doing everything we can to try to recapture some of those gallons that were lost.
That's the CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, John Doggett. Learn more online at ncga.com. And from Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.